This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A lot going on today. Nikki Haley resigned, and that ate up a lot of news cycles the other day. We've still got the impact of Kavanaugh's hearings. We've got, lots of stuff in the news. What to look forward to? I talked to you guys about that a little bit. Trump's apology to Kavanaugh, the significance of that. We covered that. The Clintons are on tour. We talked about that. I just want to talk to you a little bit about the vile nature of leftism, the vile nature of these leftists, how bad they are, criminals, rotten to their core. Glad you guys are with me. My name's Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's what I will tell you. If leftists knew with 100% certainty, to their satisfaction, that Kavanaugh was innocent, they changed nothing. See, I'm going to make a contention to you. The people who went after Kavanaugh know with 100% certainty that he is innocent. They know that. It doesn't matter to them. This isn't about guilt or innocence, in case you missed that. The left fights for an ideology, and they must win at all cost. That's their job. Their job is to win, period. Here's what Stonewall Jackson, a buddy of mine, tweeted. He says, the protester who cornered Jeff Flake in the elevator, which ended up being a good thing, he says, works for a George Soros group called Ultraviolet, where she makes $156,333 a year and gets a $21,378 bonus. She herself did not deny this when asked about it. Trump is proven right again. So, this isn't a person that's an ideologue necessarily. I'll tell you something right now. Many conservatives, let's be honest, folks, if you could make 156 grand plus another 21 grand for a total of about $177,000, give or take, a year to go, just, they say, look, just push out these messages. And there are many of us who go, hey, I don't have to believe in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to believe in it. You'll push out that message. You have a price. Most of us do. Fox didn't reach mine. I can tell you that. But we have a price where we go, you know, my heart doesn't have to be in it. Now, there are some people that go, I can't do it. I just can't do it. You know, it would go against everything I am. I'll put it to you this way. I've proven that. If I went to the left, I'd make a fortune. A fortune. But I can't do it. I couldn't sleep with myself at night. You know what I mean? I couldn't sleep well at night. I would have to sleep with myself. Oh, man. But I couldn't do it. Now, people will call me a sellout, but I'm the farthest thing from it, because I'm telling you, if I wanted to sell out, it's an easy thing to do. I could hit the circuit and be the belle of the ball, and I'm not going to rehash it. But this lady's making a lot of coin to go out and spew nonsense, and, you know, maybe she is. Maybe they found a zealot, and she's worth every penny for Soros to fund it. But you know what? The media pretends she doesn't exist. We played a clip the other day of a guy. He's an anchor, I think, on MSNBC, a host. And he's like, he said it in such a way that, you know, like, he can't believe it. President Trump is going out saying that people are getting paid. Is that true? Is that true? Like, he couldn't believe it. Like, and you got to hear the clip. I didn't do it justice. But he asked the question, like, surely you don't believe that, you know, these nutcases of what Trump is saying, is these people are getting paid. And the black lady answers, well, you know, there are people that are, you know, they really have valid grievances here against Kavanaugh, whatever. They feel they do. But admittedly, yeah, some are getting paid. And he's like, they are? She's like, yeah, yeah, they are. And he can't believe it. See, these people live in a bubble. I want to go back to what I said when I started the segment. If the leftists knew with 100% certainty to their satisfaction that Kavanaugh is innocent, they would change nothing. They wouldn't go back and correct it. They wouldn't say, Feinstein, what are you doing? Adam Schiff would change nothing. He'd still go on and go, this is a blow to the women's movement. The, you know, Me Too, the women that are, you know, victims of sexual abuse are now have a lesser standing. He would change nothing. None of the narrative would change. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Do I have to remind you what Hillary Clinton said of you?
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength. And you heard how the Republican members, led by Mitch McConnell, the president, really demeaned the confirmation process.
Welcome back, everybody. The political party that wants to destroy everything you stand for and that you care about are the Democrats. Anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-free market, anti-military, anti-black people, anti-women. They are anti-everything except anti-foolishness. They love foolishness. They love stupidity. But they want you to believe that they're the ones who are civil. I remind you, these are the people that told us that's what elections are for. Isn't that what Obama said?
That's what elections are for.
Indeed. That's what elections are for. And we won. And I keep telling everybody, let's start acting like winners. I know how to win. It's funny. So my youngest son, he was when he started out in softball, he's older now, but when he started out at five, played T-ball and all this, and we were on different teams, and finally got to a coach. His name is Tony, a really fun guy. And Tony took a ragtag group of kids, and through the season, they progressed. They started out, they were getting beaten pretty bad. Over the season, they progressed, won the championship. Then they won a second championship. And all these kids had played together a while and they knew how to win. And they were playing an undefeated team that they ended up run ruling. And I would ask my son, what lesson did you learn? And he says, those kids still haven't learned how to be winners. And we knew how to be winners. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are 20-something people on this list. I'm asking Chuck Schumer, name five, name three, name one that would be okay with you. Brett Kavanaugh was a mainstream judge. I would have chosen him if I'd been president. Bush supported him. Everybody running for president on our side believed that Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch were outstanding conservative jurists. The other side wants to cancel the election. So, Chuck, you want somebody new. Look at this list and see if there's anybody you agree to. But what you want to do, Senator Schumer, is to overturn the election and you pick the judges. We're not going to let you pick the judges. If you want to pick judges, then you need to win the White House.
All right. That was Lindsey Graham, Spartacus, talking about to Chuck Schumer. You want to put Supreme Court judges on? Win elections. Obama won. We got two Supreme Court justices. I don't think they're qualified. But you know what? We got him. Justice Thomas loves Elena Kagan, by the way. Sotomayor, I'm questionable about her. But Kagan seems qualified. I don't like her politics, but she appears to be qualified. So let her do her thing. I mean, here's my thing. It didn't matter who Barack Obama picked. We weren't going to be happy with it. But that was our cross to bear. And Republican senators went, no problem. It's just, you know, that's the way it's been. Now, if they were crazy, if it was just like an insane pick, like you picked, I don't know, just some nutty judge, you know, or somebody that you know is just crazy, then I get it. But a guy with Kavanaugh's credentials, come on, we shouldn't be fighting this. And Trump, and I'm not going to bother you guys playing it again, but his, before he even accepted, you know, made Kavanaugh sworn in as a Supreme Court justice, when he said, "I apologize on behalf of America to you," and he could have easily said on behalf of these scurrilous Democrats, he opened up. I mean, so many people are going to focus on that going into the election. It's really amazing. But here, what I want to talk about for the remainder of the broadcast, if I can, is this war on white conservative men. Now, I'm going to use the backdrop of the Clinton tour, because the Hillary and Bill Clinton have decided they want to launch a tour on the heels of this whole thing with Kavanaugh. Hillary sees it as, I'm going to go out and protect women. Yeah. Now, this is the woman that says you can't be civil to Republicans, and who's made all kinds of conversations against Kavanaugh. I think we have one, right?
I thought it was just part of the whole of his very defensive and unconvincing presentation.
Clinton then resorting to name-calling, taking shots at the president's supporters in the process. Listen to this.
He has been racist. He's been sexist. He's been Islamophobic. He has been anti-LGBTQ. I mean, there's a long list. He talks to that America. He talks to them all the time. It is a very hardcore who are responding to him and supporting him.
And she wasn't done there. Clinton was asked about Russian meddling in the 2016 election, which she says played a role in her loss. But she went a step further, comparing it to 9/11.
It would be like, I can't even imagine, after 9/11, George W. Bush said, well, you know, I don't have time to meet. It was terrible. We feel sorry about it. We'll rebuild New York and the Pentagon, but we're not going to worry about it. Well, at a certain point, that's what this is turning into.
And all of this coming as Clinton promotes the newest edition of her book, What Happened.
So Clinton's still trying to sell that drivel. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to this Kevin Jackson Show. I'm insulted when I hear this woman talk about us. I'm insulted. Trump supporters. This is a woman who supposedly was the smartest person in the world. This is the best the Democrats came up with. And she is an enabler of a sexual predator, has the nerve to go out on a tour with this sexual predator, essentially as his pimp. And she thinks that America is going to be fooled by this. Like, we're going to be like, oh, geez, you know, look at what they're doing. You know, this is pretty interesting. Let me tell you, the biggest backfire, I'm going to predict it, biggest backfire in a long time, for the Clintons. What they're doing is they're going to put themselves in the spotlight. They're used to this. Okay, so I'll give you an example of me. I get fired from Fox. I don't go like underground. I'm immediately tweeting. I wake up every morning going, "Hey liberals, here I am," because I'm right. I'm factually right on everything that I said. In the old days, I would be destroyed. That, you know, they would want me to hunker down and just disappear. Now, what Clintons should be doing is they should be quiet. They should be quieter than a mouse peeing on cotton in a church. But they're not. They see it as, when these types of things come, get out there in front of it. Go do it, because that would be Alinsky tactics. It's exactly opposite of what they should do, because they are not on the side of righteousness. And they think it's going to work. But it won't. It's not going to work. The things that Clinton has said, the things that many of these leftists have said about us, calling us deplorables, all kinds of names, implying that we are stupid for voting for Trump, and I can go on, are going to backfire. I wish my brother were on to give you the biblical premise of this, but what he says is, for people who believe that God is in our lives and has a direction for us, things cannot flourish against us. Evil cannot and will not flourish against us. We will get our day where or comeuppance where we get to say to those people, I told you so. If you think, and there's a guy, and maybe I'll come in with this caller. He's calling from Maryland, and he told me, he says, hey, Kev, I got your back, man. I'm a brother, a fellow conservative. I got your back. And he's telling me, you know, take heart. You know, you said what people are thinking. You said the truth. I didn't say anything I'm going to take back, that I will ever take back, because I know that I'm right. And righteousness will win out in the end, no matter what. That's the way the world works. And I know, you know, we've seen all these stupid, you know, these made up worlds where evil is, you know, the dark cloud and everybody's got to go pick up 7 different ambulances or whatever else, or else the world's going to be destroyed. People can make that stuff up and have vivid imaginations, but at the end of the day, good wins. Even in Hollywood, they understand it, that good wins over evil. So we will win. And you're seeing a transformation, and when we come in, I'm going to play a clip that's a clue to that. But what I'm saying to you guys is this. There is a war out there. The worst war that's being fought right now in this country is a war on conservative white men. Now, in winning that war, the left will win other wars. They will win the Me Too war. They will win the war of progressivism. If they can destroy white men and disparage them, make people not want to be associated, etc. And by the way, that's what they're doing all over the world. This isn't just limited to the United States. They win, and they win big. That's why we fight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael made landfall along the Florida Panhandle Wednesday. The Category 4 hurricane had winds of 155 miles an hour. FEMA Director Brock Long had a message for those who decided to ride the storm out.
Then there are those who chose to stay behind, and unfortunately, first responders may not be able to go in and rescue those who dial 911 at this point.
President Trump directed the EPA to craft a regulation that would allow for sales of E15 year-round. It's currently prohibited and only available available during the summer months due to air pollution and concerns. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue on what this means.
He committed to protect the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standards, which provides for ethanol to be used, a clean burning fuel, giving customers more choices, and that's what he's doing. He's wanted to do this, for several months, but he wanted to balance out the needs of the smaller refineries as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A name is, quote, Christian Hungary. And you've said, we don't accept that multiculturalism is a value by itself. Less than 2% of Hungarians were born outside the country. It's weird, that kind of language. It's very out of step with the world.
It's honest.
It's honest from your perspective.
Yeah.
But what are you saying that anything other than white Christians into your country are not accepted?
No one said that.
Prime Minister did say a Christian Hungary.
Yeah.
Preserve a Christian Hungary.
Yeah, because we have been a Christian country for a millennium.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I said I was going to come in with the Eva Longoria thing, but I'll save that for another time because it's really not related to this subject. This subject is related to the colorization of the world, pitting white folks against the rest of the world. And the perfect example is Christian Amanpour, who contradicts herself. She says they want a white Christian Hungary, and he goes, he didn't say that. And she says, yeah, he says we want a Christian Hungary. She removed the word white while trying to make herself look like I'm proving you're wrong. And the guy goes, no, we do want a Christian Hungary. That's who we are. Inasmuch as many of these Middle Eastern countries want an Islam a country. They won't let us in. Why are you not holding them to the same standard? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. We point out the inconsistencies of the left. It's really that simple. These are people who lie. They lie for a living. They want to be believed. They give themselves awards to tell us, believe them.
Now, she's got a Pulitzer. She's got X number of Pulitzers. She's been given the Charles Oral Morrow Award for this or that. They're given the Ethics in Journalism Award and all these things. And we're, ooh, look at all these awards they've won. They are nothing but lying scumbags who give themselves awards and make themselves have the credentials that make us go, oh, I'm supposed to believe them. Well, I don't. That's just the first battle. You know, I've asked this question many times. Why is the same standard that's held to Scandinavia, to Europe, to North America, why is that standard not held to the Middle East, or to Africa, or Central America, or South America? Nobody cares how many white folks live in any of those countries. Nobody is talking about diversification and multiculturalism in any of the countries that I've mentioned. I didn't even mention countries. I've mentioned continents, areas. Do you think there's multicultural? The only multiculturalism that's being discussed in Africa right now is the killing of farmers, the killing of ranchers, and taking their land in various countries around really more the southern part of Africa. That's what's being discussed. Farmers being killed, people being raped. Nobody cares. They have a handful of people in their country. A handful of whites. These are the most homogeneous countries on the planet. Do you think Christian Amanpour or any other person is going to discuss this? Not at all. It's not fun to talk about that. It's fun to talk about America and how bad you have it over here when we are the biggest mixture of people on the planet, the biggest mixture of cultures, the biggest mixture of creeds, the biggest mixture of religions, you name it, we have the biggest mixture. And we have people like Trevor Noah, in the United States, it's very, you know, racist over here. No, it's racist where you came from because you couldn't handle your own doggone scandal and you come over here and make millions of dollars and criticize our country. Screw you. You little South African puke. What are you talking about? Yeah, and then he joined, you know, here's what they do. Hey, let's all talk about this. We'll all talk about how bad the United States is, and then, you know, it'll be funny for all. And then we'll get the media to talk about how bad the United States is. Go talk about where you're from. Go talk about the country surrounding you. What did you do on the continent that you're from? Absolutely nothing. But you know what he'll do? He'll criticize Alabama or Georgia or somebody else. He'll criticize them in a heartbeat. But he won't criticize Tanzania or Botswana or Kenya or Senegal or wherever. He won't criticize any African country because, what, no harm, no foul? Oh, those are black folks you got to fight against, huh? There is a war against white folks that is ridiculous. And you know what? What bothers me is that white people are afraid to fight back. You are so civilized that you go, well, man, I mean, look, you know, we'll win in the end. I mean, it's not like, you know, I mean, maybe we do need to take our lumps for a little bit. You know, we have been really good for the world. Yeah. And you know what it is? It's guilt. Because, yeah, white people have taken advantage of some people from time to time. You want to know a little dirty secret, white folks? So have black people. So have brown people. So have yellow people. So have red people. Every color of people has taken advantage of other people. But you are the ones who want to solve the problem. You're the ones who say, we'll fix it. If we just take all the blame, it'll all get good. No, it won't. Unless you stand up and say, look, we've done some bad things, but we've done nothing worse than any other culture, any other country, and we're not going to run from our past. And in fact, here's what's interesting. All you chumps out there who are migrating, going from places, you're not leaving white countries to go to brown countries or black countries or even yellow countries. You're leaving those countries and you're coming to where the white man lives. You're coming into the oppressive nature of what you say, you know, of what you claim is going to be oppression. So you're losing. Here's what's funny. People are migrating from the potential of losing their lives, from being raped, from being beaten, from having their kids yanked away from them, and to be raped or put into war or other heinous acts, worse than that, even killed right before their very eyes. And you're coming to a civilized nation and making demands. Making demands all over the world. You will adjust to the way we live. Yeah, so you can become a crap hole country like what they just left? If I were white people, I'd say you should be ashamed of yourselves. If you are people of color and you got 65 plus million people leaving countries of color and wanting to come to where the white man is, and you want us to feel ashamed, you must be out of your minds. There is nothing for us to be ashamed of. We have civilized the world. If it weren't for white folks spreading Christianity and other things around the globe, the globe would be a mess. You should be thanking us. That's what I'd be saying if I were white. For those of you who say, Kevin, you can't say that because you're not white. Well, I said it for you. I just said it for you. Now look, I'm not here to fight your battles for you white folks. I got enough problems of my own. But I will tell you this, if I were white, that's what I'd say. I'd say I'm not apologizing to a single person of color anywhere. The white man has brought civilization. And when I say civilization, I'm talking about people that believe in the rule of law. We brought civilization to women. We are the reason women are not living in patriarchal societies any longer. Go look at any of the countries I just talked about. See who rules over there. Go see how women get handled. Go to those Middle Eastern countries. Go to those African countries that practice Islam, that have these archaic rituals for women, and so on and so forth. And then tell me what you think about what the white man has done. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous that we have these conversations. But we do. You got people constantly just denigrating white guys. What's his name? Steyer. The rich white men. Here's a rich white man who's complaining about rich white men. And you know why he does it? Because it takes the radar off him. He can say, well, I may be rich and white, but I go after the rich white men as I keep my fortune. If you were going to go after the rich white men, Steyer, you'd give up your fortune. Here's what he had to say.
Is Senator Graham right? Is impeachment talk political suicide for Democrats as it relates to Justice Kavanaugh?
I don't think so, but I think what Senator Graham is saying was on evidence in Washington last week, which was a group of very rich, very entitled white men wanted to tell the rest of the country, we are going to have our way. And if you don't like it, that is too darn bad. Mm. So as far as I'm concerned, the only thing everybody else can do, the rest of America, is go to the polls on November 6th and tell those rich, entitled white men that we exist and democracy exists.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Not a rich white man, but that was Tom Steyer, one of the richest men in the world. One of the richest men in the United States, he's decrying rich white men while being one. See, that's the best way to keep the microscope off of you is to say, no, I'm fighting against people like me. That's what I do. See, I don't fight against blacks. I fight to expose the lie within the black community. He's not fighting to expose. He wants to deflect off of him. That's what this guy's doing. Don't believe him for a second. It's the way he protects himself. It's the way all these leftists protect themselves. Hillary Clinton says, I'm a protector of women. When in fact, she is a destroyer of women. The Democrat Party say, we protect blacks. When in fact, they destroy blacks. Democrats have a single goal, gain power at all costs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe, I'll give you the last word because we're almost out of time.
Well, I think the big question in my mind is, I think this is in many ways a crushing defeat for women and women's rights. And the question is, are people going to be energized by that, women in general, and men who believe in women and their ability to have a voice? Is it energizing them, or will they say, enough, I can't do this anymore?
Which do you think it is? Because I think to a large extent Democrats are like Cleveland Browns fans, where they just assume in the end they're going to blow it.
I hope it's different. I actually do believe it's different, but you can certainly understand if you're sitting as a sexual assault survivor and someone like Dr. Ford comes forward reluctantly, and then the white men in this country stand up and say, we don't believe you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I love featuring idiots. This idiot's name is John Lockhart, and he called what happened with Kavanaugh a crushing defeat for women and women's rights. Glad you guys are here to understand this from the point of view of Kevin Jackson on my program, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A crushing defeat for women and women's rights. Let me tell you what this was a crushing defeat of. It was a crushing defeat of feminist ideology. It was a crushing defeat of leftist scumbag women, not conservative women. It was a crushing defeat of women's wrongs, not women's rights. That's what this was a crushing defeat of. And then they say, well, what is it going to do? You know, is this going to energize the base or not? Let me give leftist, Democrats, scumbags your answer. It will energize nothing. In fact, you just popped your own balloon. Now, many conservative women have been on to you for decades. They haven't fallen prey to this nonsense. There's a group of women who have, and they become the hairy underarm crowd that wants to protest everything and shave their heads and look like they're Marines. Go for it. The millennial girls no longer believe you. They don't know who Gloria Steinem is. They don't give a crap about Hillary Clinton or Kamala Harris or anybody else. They live in a world where they got to play their varsity sport. Many of them went to college and funded their educations through sport. Some of them went on to the pro. Some of them continue to watch sports, play sports, have daughters that are in sports, etc. They don't get it. These are women who have an opportunity in America that they know they can have nowhere else in the world. And they know, and they're excited about it. If you think you're going to energize them by saying some 15-year-old promiscuous drunk who goes to parties, who her by virtue of their own testimony of their own friends, and this just came out recently, and you can research this for yourselves, folks. They said, and I'll use Swetnick as an example. They said she loved going to parties where there were multiple sex partners. That's what she did in school. So the very same woman that claimed she went to 10 gang rapes did not go to 10 gang rapes. She went to 10 parties where swingers were, people who were into that, and she enjoyed herself and she was passed around like a party favor because she enjoyed sex with multiple men. Guess what? She's not the first woman and she won't be the last. But don't try to make Kavanaugh your scapegoat. So when he says it's a defeat for women, he should be clear. It is a defeat for the scurrilous, scummy women who would dare accuse a man of something that he didn't do. That's what it's a defeat of. But he went on to say this. Men who believe in women and their ability to have a voice. My hand is up. I believe in women and their ability to have a voice. I would like this man to prove to me that women are not listened to, that they need to be mansplained. I would love him to give me some example of this. We've had Nikki Haley, who's represented President Trump, at the UN, at the highest level, she's gone and said to a bunch of nations who are totally misogynistic, patriarchal societies, and she said to them, I run the show here. The president put me in charge. I speak on his behalf. If you want to get to him, you will get to him through me. And she did it better than anybody. Don't bring up Madeleine Albright or any of these other clowns that have been made secretary, you know, something. Tokens. Nikki Haley was no token. Nikki Haley did, performed admirably at any level. There isn't a man who could have performed better than she did. In fact, I'm glad she was a woman because she showed that the United States is willing to put women into positions of real power. She was 1,000 times more effective than Hillary Clinton was as Secretary of State. What are you talking about? You could put Hillary Clinton and Madeleine Albright together, multiply them times 1,000, and they didn't do anything. Both of them a waste of space. The idea that we even mention these people and hold them in esteem is ridiculous to me. So this one guy goes on to say this in this John Locke defeat on John Lockhart's defeat on women, goes on to say, when will they say enough? Like Cleveland Brown fans, are they going to just assume they'll blow it? Let me tell you something, folks. You've blown it. You've already blown it. The women's movement meant something. And like most things that America corrects, the time is over. America has corrected what it did to blacks. That time is over. America has corrected what it did to immigrants. That time is over. America has corrected what it did to women. That time has ended. America has corrected what it did to the LGBT community. That time is over. When are these people going to start thinking of themselves as human beings and start thinking of themselves in terms of their sexual body parts or how they use them? When are people going to stop thinking about each other in terms of color? Holy cow. Come to the real world, people. This guy, then he goes on to say this. What are other sexual assault people going to do if we can't have a Dr. Ford that comes forward? The idea that these people still want to use Dr. Ford as their poster child is so funny to me. I couldn't make up better humor. A promiscuous drunk girl, and you look, Democrats, you think of her any way you want, but you have no, there's more information, there's more evidence of what I just told you about Blasey Ford than anything that claims otherwise. She was a drunk, promiscuous teenage girl. And you know what? She wasn't the first. And she won't be the last. And she liked to party. And let's just be honest. Okay. Let's just be honest. She wasn't good looking then or now. So this is a girl, and we know the type. She can't get what she wants because she's got the looks or she's got the brains. So what she do, she says, I'll get what I want by giving boys what they want. And she does it. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know what percentage, so let me not lie. But there's a big percentage of men listening to me who in high school knew a girl or multiple girls just like her. Yes, you did. And I was talking to some of my buddies from high school. And I know they listen to the program. They want me to come get the key to the city and be at the goat cook-off. And I'm going to try to make that, fellas. And I'm not putting anybody on blast. But I know, guys, as I told you guys before, I was in military school. I'd come back and they would tell me about the reputation of some girl. And I'd go, are you serious? That girl? You know, it would be a shock to me because I was under the impression all these girls were just nice schoolgirls. Every now and then I knew of a girl who was very loose. You know what I'm saying? Went from guy to guy to guy and, you know, everybody knew, okay, she's easy. But the ones who were, you know, doing multiple guys, if you had told me there a girl existed in my city up until the time I was probably 16, 17 years old, who was part of multiple sex, you know, escapades, I would have said, there's nobody in our town. Maybe even Jack Brownwood. You know, I wouldn't have believed it. Trust me, they were there. And so I found this out. You know, when I come back and go, yeah, so-and-so's getting married. I heard he's marrying so-and-so. Ooh, my gosh, you have no idea what we used to do with her. You know, I was like, what? So, you know, these people can play their games, but those girls exist. But by the time you get to college, that number of guys who are naive like me, it's dropped tremendously because you know they exist. And you might have friends that have been, and you may have even been. I'm not trying to moralize about it or whatever. Look, people do their high school, college, young people shenanigans and you outgrow stuff. But just don't tell me that you don't know. So they want to make her a sexual assault survivor. Yeah, so her and Swetnick and many others, right? And then he goes on to say this, and this is what gets me. And white men say, we don't believe you. Why is it white men? There are a lot of white women that didn't believe her either. And check it. There are a lot of black women and men who don't believe her either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.